This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lee Sterling joins the show in a little while, 6:45. But right now, Zach Orr says he's not worried about his job status. And this is what Todd Monken had to say also. Of course, Zach Orr.
I'm honestly not worried about it. I'm just focused on this Sunday. If you probably asked me last year, I probably would honestly tell you that it would be something that would bother me or get to me. But I've grown closer in faith to God, honestly, and I know that he's in control, man. And everything that's going to happen is going to be written. It's already done. All I got to do is go out there and just continue to work day by day and put my best foot forward. And so I'm not really worried about, you know, what happens. I'm just worried about finding a way to get a win on Sunday and stop a high-powered offense with L.A. coming in.
Man, ask him what coverage y'all should be running. If you're talking to God every day, he's got to be telling you, man, your defense looks terrible.
I love when guys have faith. I do. I love it. I never make fun of that. I will never. I love it when they express it and open to talk about it. But I'm friends with my pastor, Steve Toole, and who has as much, if not more, faith than anybody I know. But he knows what he does for his Sunday messages? He prepares.
I love that.
That's he prepares.
True. Yes.
He does not get up in front of hundreds of people and say, for the next hour, I'm going to lean on my faith.
Yeah. Look, God's going to tell me what to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. God, you know, God's the ventriloquist. And you know what I mean? No, he prepares for the message.
Message.
You know what I mean? The message is delivered by him. Now, that might be inspired by your faith. But you still got to work and you got to produce. And if he doesn't deliver good messages, people are going to be looking for another church, not staying there because of his faith. I love it. I love the fact that guys are willing and open to talk about their faith. That's fine, dude. But you still got a job to do. And right now, people are losing faith in you. This is what Todd Monken had to say.
We've gotten ourselves in a little bit of a rut. It's not just the O-line. It's just us in general. And I'm going to refer back to what I said. It's not just them. We got to coach better. We got to scheme it better. Got to call it better. Got to execute better. And I know I'm a broken record. And they're a part of that. Everybody's a part of that. Just like we're all part of it when it's really good. And it has been. And so we got to own it when it isn't. Starting with me, right? That's where it starts. Then our coaches, then how do we build it together? And then how do we get it done during the week that it shows up on Sunday?
Todd Monken. You Mary Franklin. Todd Monken said,
wow.
We all got to own it just like we own it when we're doing well.
Yeah.
Nobody's calling my name out when my offense is dropping 40, but now you want to call my name out.
Wow.
And if you heard what he said at the end, he said, we all got to claim it, even the coaches. Even the coaches. Dude, there's nothing you can tell me right now, Jeremy Kahn, that's to convince me that wasn't a shot back at John Harbaugh. Nothing you can tell me.
I ain't trying to convince you that. I think sometimes we do read too much into what's being said, and guys are usually saying that this. I mean, look, the coach speak and all that. I like when we get this because he's right. I mean, if you're going to get all the praise, you got to deal with this when the time comes, and you know it's going to come at some point. Everybody goes through it. You'd have talked about Bill Belichick. We were talking about him changing the Lombardi Trophy's name to the Belichick Trophy, and then you point out, look what he did before Brady, look what he did after. I ain't changing anything.
Ain't changing nothing. Changing the Tom Brady Trophy.
Yeah, so I really like Monken. I think he's really, really good at what he does. I was on
I like him too.
A FanDuel radio show last night. I guess it's going to play on Sunday, but like, it's funny to me how people look at the Ravens right now and from the outside going, hey, what's going on? What do they need to do? How do we look at teams? Like, why can't the Ravens do what the 49ers did last Thursday? All beat up, missing all these pieces, backup quarterback, all your wide receivers are gone, guys on the defensive side are gone, and then you, as a double-digit underdog almost, went and won outright on a short week on the road.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you got to do that. That's extravagant. But, like, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Damn, man. And again, like, I think Todd Monken's great. I just think there's some really, really good offensive coordinators in this league. And at some point, they all eventually get too cute because they're smarter than everybody
else. I think that's the nature of offensive coordinators, more so the DCs. DC's got to get the job done. DC is all about productivity, stopping you. Offense, for some reason, offensive people, and they want to get cute. They want to take, hey, ha-ha, see what happened?
Yeah, they want to be
the high five.
They want the touchdown pass to the offensive lineman. They want the Philly special.
Yeah.
They want to get down there and run a jet sweep when you're not expecting it, or a naked bootleg, and, hey, we got a waggle here. Here's the guy.
It's because just turning around, handing it off to the Hall of Fame running back behind your offensive line is just too boring.
Yeah.
It's just way too boring.
By the way, anytime I see you run a jet sweep to the short side of the field, it makes me want to pull my hair crazy. Out.
I get the you're trying to I'm going to fool them. They'll never expect it on the short side. No, you have nowhere to go.
He's got less room.
I don't expect it, but I have a lot less room to have to recover.
Hey, it's two things drive me. That drives me nuts. And when you're first and goal from the half yard line and you're going to pass, there's no end zone. You have like everybody squeezed into 10 yards, guy. Yeah. Don't throw.
It makes it difficult. I'm waiting for the time where it's like, the team punts on third down because they're not expecting it. Yeah, look at this. We got you.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Good Friday, fella.
Good Friday.
Hey, Rob, check your phone, man. I just sent you a video, man. I'm glad you just said what you said about Todd, man. Like, I ain't going to say too much, man, but Todd knew what's going on, man, because I'd be weak. Hear me out real quick. That must sound like Shiloh a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey.
Hey, Bob. But, man, like, just think about it. Like, Greg Roman, he was a decent, right? He was a decent OC, right? But he didn't make no adjustments.
None.
And now, John Harbaugh, like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't like John Harbaugh throwing my man Todd under the bus, man. Because, Todd, I got to protect Todd, you know what I mean?
Right.
I got to protect my guy. That's my guy. But all I told Todd, Jeremy, right Sunday, I said, Todd, thank you, man. I know what's going on. Just keep doing your thing. He said, thanks, man. Because something is off, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't know what it is. I'm going to just say it's horrible. It's horrible. He got to go, man. Mm. But look.
That's what you're doing.
I told Jeremy I wasn't going to give out a score prediction, though, but I lied. based off the Lions game, 2 years ago, we beat them 38-3. The Rams, man, whoo! Don't kill me, Ravens flop. 56.
Ooh.
56.
Ooh.
20 Ravens.
Ooh.
Hey, man, I talked to y'all Monday, man. Hopefully, I don't crash out, but I talked to y'all Monday.
You're emotional right now.
There's going to be 56-20. Enough possessions in the game to drop just a 50 burger?
But 76 points.
Yeah. We're going to have six turnovers?
You're going to come in and make a crazy-ass statement like, what do you say, 56 to
20.
How are the Ravens going to get 20 points, man? Oh, I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.